This letter appeared online just yesterday, January 14th. It was sent from the trenches of war from a British soldier named Harry, sent to his brother. "Dear Jack, I have received your letter. I have also received two parcels of woolen goods from Mrs. Higgins, but you can't carry a lot of stuff about. We have enough to carry about. It was very good. There was a nice jersey, homemade, which I am keeping, and some socks, so I had a clean and new rig out, which I wanted. Your biscuits was grand, and I enjoyed them. I have also had a nice parcel from Kate. She said she enjoyed the Christmas all right at home. Willie and Connie has not been very well, but they are going on all right now. Kate says Willie gets a rum little chap and can say anything." This letter appeared yesterday on a blog, but it was actually written on January 14th, 1918.
Which explains why it sounds like a different language.
Yeah,
kind of.
And the war that Harry was writing about, World War I. It turns out that Harry's grandson, Bill Lamon, has been posting his grandfather's letters online 90 years to the day from when they were written. The blogs attracted thousands of readers from around the globe who wait in suspense each week to find out what happens to Harry. Same way his wife and young family waited at home for news or possibly a telegram from the War Office. Bill Lamon is an IT teacher in Cornwall, England. How did you discover these letters? Did they just fall in your lap, or had you always had them?
Not quite. I knew they were there when I was 12 or 13. They were at my parents' home. My mother wanted to throw them away, said they were dreadful things. But I do remember saying, no, keep them, it could be interesting. And I got them back when we cleared out the family home about 3 years ago.
And when your mother said they were dreadful, is there an English translation we need, like brilliant, or did she think they were just something that reminded her of a bad time?
They were morbid and somber and not very happy letters. That was all.
When you read them, did you feel that way when you read them, that they were maybe a little bit somber, too somber?
No, I read them when I got them two or three years ago. I didn't read them initially other than just glance at them. When I read them, I thought these are really good and there's some good historical content in them, which is where it all started. I took them into my school for the history department. They were studying World War I and thought they were wonderful. And said, you should publish them. They were in a total mess. They weren't publishable in that form. So I put them in order and read through them logically, and it made a really nice story.
What does your grandfather write about in his letters?
Well, it's quite a matter of fact, what he was doing, who he was with, how he felt. He doesn't go into detail of the attacks. He mentions... we had a bad time and they went over the top. But not a great deal of detail. It's very, very low key, but it's very effective. You can pick up a lot of his feelings from the letters.
It's interesting. There was one letter sent right around the holidays, and it said, "Dear Jack, I have received a letter from you and a box of biscuits, all right. I got them on Christmas morning, and you can bet how pleased I was. I have also had a letter from Kate. She said she was having a holiday this Christmas for the first in 7 years.
Yes.
It's interesting. We get to know the people in his life as well. Who's Kate?
Kate's his sister. I think she's 10 or 12 years older than him. And she was a midwife. Went on to become a matron of a hospital in the north of England.
Who else do we get to meet through his letters?
We get to meet Jack, his brother, also quite a bit older than him. He was a clergyman. An Anglican church vicar. Nicely, we get to meet little Willie, who's my father. He was one when Harry went off to war. And Connie, who was actually Kate's illegitimate daughter, which nobody in the family would admit to or talk about because there was such shame in it, I suppose, who lived with Harry and Ethel, his wife, and they brought her up as their daughter.
What was it like to read about your father as an infant?
Well, that was very nice. I mean, Harry was very concerned, as anyone would be, who goes away when their child's 1 year old, or slightly less than 1 year old. And there was no phoning in, or emails, or text phones. There was nothing, no way of communicating other than by letter. So it must have been really quite an unpleasant experience to leave those behind.
We're speaking with Bill Lamon. He is the gentleman who put his grandfather's letters from World War I online. Why did you choose a blog instead of putting together some sort of a book or a long-term article?
There's an added twist to this. Well, two, really. First of all, we're in the same situation as the family was in 1917, 1918. We don't know when the next letter's going to come. It's the only communication we get from Harry. So it's a really, really exciting thing when the letter arrives. That's the case with the blog, so my readers tell me. The second thing is we don't know what happens to Harry. Today could be his last day. The War Office may send a telegram to his wife saying, we're sorry, your husband's been lost in action or killed. We just don't know. The only way to find out is to follow the blog.
I'm wondering, from the many people who have commented on the blog, that's an additional advantage to putting it online, as you can get feedback from people. I'm wondering, have you had any comments from people who have family who are currently serving in Iraq or Afghanistan?
I've had some comments. I've had comments from soldiers in Afghanistan. One said he's going to do a blog himself to reflect Harry's. I've had an awful lot of comments from people who had relatives in the First World War who knew nothing of what happened to them because they have no letters, no mementos, really. They may have just died and never been seen again.
Well, certainly the story has caught so many people by surprise. It's taken people's imaginations to different places as they get to know Harry and feel like they know Harry. Have you put your finger on why you think this particular blog, of all the blogs that are out there, think about how many different blogs there are out there in the world. Why do you think this one has touched people in the way it has?
This guy writes well. Mm-hmm. I've had comments saying people have been in tears at the end of it, and they're just hoping Harry survives, hoping Harry gets through the next day. And that's a gift. That's lovely. I've been really fortunate to just pick them up and to be able to put them out there for the rest of the world to see.
What is the website where people can go read Harry's letters?
It's wwar1, the figure 1, .blogspot.com.
Bill Lemon, thanks for joining us.
Thank you. It's been a pleasure.